AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia targeted Western supply lines in Ukraine. The Russian military says it used sea and air-launched missiles to destroy electric power facilities and struck troop strongholds and fuel and ammunition depots. President Biden says more action may be taken against Russia.
We're always open to additional sanctions, and I've been in consultation. I'll be speaking with the members of the G7 this week about what we're going to do or not do.
The top official at the European Union has called for a new ban on oil imports from Russia.
The announcement was welcomed with a round of applause by officials in the European Parliament, as European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen explained the move would not be an easy one. Von der Leyen understood that many countries were dependent on Russian oil and explained a plan that would help them to wean off it.
We will make sure that we phase out Russian oil in an orderly fashion, so in a way that allows us and our partners to secure alternative supply routes and at the same time be very careful that we minimize the impact on the global market.
Alongside the ban on oil comes a proposal to target high-ranking military officers.
This sends another important signal to all perpetrators of the Kremlin. We know who you are. We will hold you accountable. You're not getting away with this.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The judge overseeing the federal civil rights case of four former Minneapolis police officers in the killing of George Floyd accepted the terms of Derek Chauvin's plea agreement and will sentence him to 20 to 25 years in prison. The World Health Organization says the number of newly reported coronavirus cases and deaths continued to fall in the last week. TurboTax says it's suspending its free ad campaign. New York's Attorney General says Intuit will pay $141 million to customers deceived by misleading promises of free tax filing services. This is AP News. If you are black or Hispanic in a conservative state that already limits access to abortions, you are far more likely than white women to have one.
And if the Supreme Court allows states to further restrict or ban abortions, minority women will bear the brunt of it, according to statistics analyzed by the AP. In Mississippi, people of color make up 44% of the population, but 81% of women getting abortions, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. Jackson Women's Health is the last abortion clinic in the state and the one at the center of the Supreme Court case. Shannon Brewer is the director.
As if women of color already don't have all these barriers in place.
Anti-abortion advocates say restrictions are not racist. They're about saving babies' lives. I'm Julie Walker.
The shirt worn by Diego Maradona when he scored the controversial Hand of God goal against England in the 1986 World Cup sold for $9 million, the highest price ever paid at auction for a piece of sports memorabilia. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.